Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied unto you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is the lesson as was just read. Now, I know I don't have to say this because the campus has obviously been buzzing about it all day. I can feel the excitement kind of permeating off of you, but I'd like to anyway wish you a happy commemoration of Daniel the prophet and the three young men. And I know even while we gather here this morning, your minds are whirling with excitement over this big day in the church year. You're thinking things like, gosh, I hope I can get home safe for commemoration of Daniel the prophet and the three young men break. Or maybe, oh, I can just taste Mom's famous commemoration of Daniel and the three young men turkey. Or maybe Grandma's commemoration of Daniel the prophet and the three young men ham. Either way, the same difference. You might be thinking things like, I hope my cousin Jake likes the present I got him for this big day. Or, I hope Uncle Peter doesn't show up for the family commemoration party again. All these things surely are whirling in our minds on such a big day in the church year, except that they're not. Right? Because even hyping up a day like today, I can't cover up a text like this. A text with such stern warnings. Listen to this. Since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set on fire and dissolved, and the heavenly bodies will melt as they burn. This is not a text of joy and celebration and parties and ham and turkey. This is a text of fear and trepidation. This is something totally different. So, if we can't plan a party or make food to get this out of the way, if we can't prepare for it in those types of ways that we prepare for other days, what can we do? Well, Peter gives us instructions on that. Therefore, beloved, since you are waiting for these, be diligent to be found by him without spot or blemish. So those are our instructions. And they're no easier than the warning. Impossible. For even here, in a place like this, in the finest Lutheran institution in the history of the world, a place where we study God's Word day in and day out, where we hear God's Word preached from this spot every single day, we know what God's Word says. We know the laws that are set before us. We know what God expects of us. And yet even we end up with even more ways to stumble, even more ways to not follow these instructions, even more ways to be found with spot or blemish on the day of our Lord. Because who among us hasn't thought, at least just for a second, that they were the most wonderful seminary student in the history of the world, or God's gift to the pulpit, or God's gift to the classroom? We are plagued with pride in this place. Or who among us hasn't spent a moment not preparing in a way that we should for the duties set before us? Who among us hasn't wasted some of the gifts that God has given us to fulfill our callings in this place? Who among us hasn't put some of our vocations to the side to focus on other less important things, ignoring the responsibilities that God gives to us? All these things, and there's just no way that we can possibly follow those instructions to be found without spot or blemish on the day of our Lord. And so then, when we look at that warning, we see everything that we know burning and being destroyed. We could be left in despair if we stop the text right there. But we don't have to, because after that, the gospel enters our text. And the gospel enters this text like the gospel enters our lives. It pushes that fear to the side. It pushes that trepidation to the side. It puts our focus back where it needs to be, off of ourselves and on to the Lord Jesus. It brings hope, it brings comfort, it brings peace, it brings love. In this text, this marvelous text, God's salvation is called patience. Isn't that perfect? Right from the Garden of Eden, when we first sinned, God showed immense patience by not destroying everything right then. He promised the Savior right at that moment, and ever since then, he's been patient with his people, with us, who continually sin, even us here in this amazing place who get bogged down with pride and laziness and a whole sort of other things, where we are found every day with spot and with blemish. God continues to have patience on us. And in this Advent season, we are called to be patient and wait for him. But I think he's being patient waiting on us every single day. For in his patience, he sent his son in his time to live a life like ours, to be tempted like we are, and to die a death like ours. So that when the world does come crashing down, when the day of our Lord does come, or even as we sit here in fear waiting for it, we don't have to be afraid. Because that child that we await in this Advent season did come, did live, did die, and he did it for us. And he did it for all those times that temptation gets the best of us, even in this place. And he did it so that we don't have to have that fear. So we can see that warning and we can see those instructions and we can stand up good and tall, not because of what we've done ever, but because of what he has done for us in his patience. So what now? Well, there's not going to be a break today for commemoration of Daniel, the prophet, and the three young men. But in a few days, there will be a break for the Christmas season. There's not going to be grandma's ham or mom's turkey, not on this day, not yet, maybe next week, but the cafeteria lunch is usually pretty good. There's not going to be parties or anything like that today, but on this day, even on this day, even without a main shining us in the face reason to celebrate, we still can celebrate. And we can celebrate because every single morning when we wake up by virtue of our baptism, we are claimed by him and our sins are continually forgiven and washed away so that we are found blameless and spotless, not only in the day of our Lord, but on this day and on every day by the work that he has done and continues to do in our lives. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which certainly surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds focused on Christ Jesus to life eternal. Amen. The number for the hymn was misprinted in our bulletin. It is 337.